Stark, this is dictating on Kimberly Brown. Kimberly Brown, K-I-M-B-R-L-Y. Kimberly Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Date of birth is 9/26/69. Date of visit 8/18/25. The date of counsel is 8/18/25. Leave me a copy for Tina Gaskin. Tina, T-I-N-A, Gaskin, G-A-S-K-I-N, A-P-R-N. Tina Gaskin, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear Tina, thank you for sending Kimberly Brown for evaluation. Next. History present illness. This is a 55-year-old female who has a history of smoking for over 30 years, was recently sent for a chest CT, which showed a 3-millimeter nodule in the left upper lobe. There was evidence of emphysema and mild bronchiectatic changes as well. The CT was done on 12/23/24. The patient has had some shortness of breath with activity, but denies significant cough, wheezing, or chest pains. She has no hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. Period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension and history of mild COPD, for which she uses a Symbicort inhaler to puff twice a day. She also has she has no history of diabetes. Denies any significant surgery. Next, let's see. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug. I'm sorry, allergies to amlodipine. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 31 years. No alcohol use. She works cleaning homes. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother has history of COPD and diabetes. Father died of unknown causes. Next, system review. The patient denies fatigue or weight loss. No glaucoma or cataracts. No hoarseness or nosebleeds. She has some vertigo. Denies urinary frequency or flank pains. No hay fever. No wheezing or cough. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or heartburn. No diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. She has bleeding gums. She has no joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next, medal list. Included budesonide. Formoterol 80 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day, and losartan 50 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built a middle-aged wife, averagely built middle-aged African-American female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse 68, respirations 20, temps 97.8, weight is 135, saturation 97. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, nasal mucus injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymph nodes, to paramegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the periphery with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, from an S2, no murmur. Abdomen itself, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflections of 1 plus with no gross motor rapids, cranial nerves goes clean intact. Next paragraph, best. Number one, COPD and emphysema. Number two is left lung nodule. And number three is history of hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, and a copy of a previous PFT will be obtained. She'll need a follow-up chest CT in 3 months. She'll also use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN, and was placed on steorto-respi mat. 2.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Advice come in for a follow-up in 3 months. Thank you for this consultation. A copy of this for Tina Gaskin, G-A-S-K-I-N. Stock decision.